Well, Joe, congratulations. Heart in the mouth there at the end, I'm sure.
It was, I'm sure, Tom. Thanks very much. That was nail-biting stuff. Very nervous there at the very end. As I said to you on the radio earlier today, there are a lot of Ireland will the one this year for Brent tonight, because he's been through a very, very difficult week, and he's given us everything for 3 years. And the players just said at half time, when we had a good lead, we're going to knuckle down, do whatever we could to win this for Brent tonight and ourselves. But thank God, words, I can't come in words at how good it feels. That makes it nearly worthwhile of losing last year, Tom, to tell you the truth, to come and take it this year again.
I know you were disappointed with your performance the last day, well, certainly for three quarters of the game, but you really came out and tore out the blocks this after tonight.
We did. We felt that if we got ahead of Red Q's, that they probably would be a bit put back on their foot. We thought if they get ahead of us, that we're chasing our tails kind of thing. But if we pin them back in and get a good early start, and I think, without being disrespectful for them, if we hadn't the man sent off, we probably would have kept that 4 or 5 point gap. But it showed great courage of the lads when you're down a man and a team comes back from 5-6 points to draw a level in the stroke of full time to go on and take the bull by the horns as the man says and won the game.
As we say, went what, 1-2, 1-3 up at one stage, and then just got caught with a sucker goal before half time.
That's right, just in an injury time of the half time, where we were kind of hoping to get in there, holding them scoreless, you know, at that stage. But as we said to the lads at half time, Tom, when you hold a team like Red Q scoreless for 31 minutes, you have every chance in the second half. When you're in that kind of form, you know, when you were well capable of scoring another 1-2, 1-3 in the second half, which left it that they had to get 1-6 or whatever to beat us. A bit of a knockback when Johnny was sent off now.
Yeah, and they got the second goal then. Maybe a little bit fortuitous, but they all count.
That's right, that's right. You know, they all count looking in, and we had fortunate goals this year as well many a time. So, well, that's part of the sport, and we're just delighted, you know, in the very end to get over the line. We didn't care, we said this morning, we didn't care how we get over the line, as long as we get over the line this evening. Like.
And that was a massive kick there. Yeah, as we said, before we talk about the kick, you had lost Jonathan to a red card, and then you lost your talisman up front, Alan Lyons, injury.
That's right. But as I said to you earlier on, Keane's normally our free taker, and Alan took over for him. And Keane has been with this glute problem in his leg, and we're worried about him kicking that, would he have the distance in it? But he really stood up to the mark there. Very proud of him there this evening, how he stood up and under pressure.
This means an awful lot, as you see the emotion here, to you, to your players, to Brendan McCready, to everybody in the club.
It is indeed. Tom, we'll get up to Division 3 now, or if it's the new format, we don't know how it's going to work out. Hopefully Division 2. But we wanted to go up as a junior champions as well, and just make a statement, because we've played some great football this year, as you know yourself, you've been watching us numerous times. And the last day we came out, the biggest crowd, we felt going back, it was like last year, we didn't do ourselves justice. But thank God we had the replay to come out here and do that. I know it wasn't a high scoring game, but credit the two teams there to give it all the night. Like, it was really, really high quality for a junior final. Like.
And as you said, it's really brought down the curtain on a great year. Division 4 league champions are now Dr. McCluskey Junior A champions.
That's right, we'll go back to the town now and we'll have a good old party of the night now. We've Ulster now to look forward to, and I think it's 13 years since we played in Ulster, and that was intermediate back in 2002, and we probably thought we shouldn't have been there, but we know now we've earned a right to go there, and we'll be back here in Balbofey now and on the 1st of November against the Cavan champions. We didn't even look at who that is yet, we just wanted to get over this hurdle first. But we'll sit back, we'll have a couple of days now, and we'll go back and we'll go back to the drawing book maybe Thursday or next weekend, and prepare for Ulster and try and do our county proud by bringing it on until that.